Momcast is brought to you by the Hutta family of orthodontists
and America's Floor Source.
Sure, it's Momcast, but it's Father's Day, so we at least have to say thank you.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Welcome to Momcast. It's Heather, Stacy, and our dad. Right here, Greg Hansberry is with us, our producer.
It's my time to shine.
Well, I guess there'd be no mothers without fathers, right?
True.
Okay.
All I got.
No, we need to take a moment and thank our dads and thank our sponsors, of course, the Hutta family of orthodontists.
And America's Floor Source. You know what, Stacy? They make it so easy to figure out what you need in your home. As far as floors go, it's so cool. They actually have a mobile floor source thing. Like, it comes to you.
They come to you.
And you can make an appointment because everyone knows you have to have an appointment or it won't get done.
Right.
And they'll come and actually talk with you about what you want.
And they bring it to you. I love that.
With a busy lifestyle, that's the way to go, I do believe.
Well, you have younger ones. I can imagine what it would be like to try to pack them all up, take them
to the store,
right, and then have an opportunity to look, you know, so yeah.
And one of the cool things is they really focus more on your lifestyle. They'll come to your house and they see, okay, there's toys, there's, the front room looks like it exploded, that sort of thing. They get your lifestyle. They right. see it firsthand. And one of the things they talk about is the emotion that your house conveys or that you want your house to convey. Is it relaxation? Is it fun? Is it chaos? And so that's what I love about it. They really tailor it to you. And actually, if you go to americasfloorsource.com, you can actually schedule your appointment right there. It makes it really easy.
Great. Well, thank you for being a sponsor of Momcast. I hate this because, you know, it's Father's Day and my dad's not here and I miss him so much. But now it's, you know, this is our second Father's Day without him. And we can kind of chuckle now and laugh about some of the stuff that my dad used to do. And any kind of like handy, that was not my dad. My dad was awful. He just would. And some of our funnest memories are those things. Dad trying to, you know, do the dad things where I remember I had a project for Campfire Girls and I was supposed to make a birdhouse. And my dad was all excited, all in. He was going to help. And so we made this birdhouse together. The problem was, okay, think birdhouse. Okay. This looked like a doghouse.
It was huge.
It was huge. And there's no way that you could even lift it, let alone get it
into a tree.
It would have been like a tree house for us to play in almost. It was, I don't know what he was thinking, but it was huge. I just remember once we made it, he couldn't pick it up. And it was like one of those things that you make in your house and you can't get it out then. It was like that. It was like that. And my dad just wasn't his thing.
What a great memory.
Oh, he was so excited about it. But I remember us all laughing hysterically because we couldn't pick it up. It was a flop. But those are the kind of memories that like are your best memories. So was your dad a handy guy or is he good at that sort of thing?
No, absolutely not. I have similar experiences and you could always tell that when something broke, my dad, you could just feel the anxiety because, you know, he wanted to do it himself and he wasn't sure who to call to help. But he knew if he did do it himself, there was going to be extra expenses to fix whatever he did. He was going to have to actually call in, you know, like the sitcoms where someone comes in to fix the mess. That was my life. And so my mom would send him on these things like that needs fixed. This needs fixed. And inevitably, it would either not get fixed or eventually we just had to call someone. So and we laugh about it even to this day. He actually has people that he can call now. He's got a
they know him, a
Rolodex.
He's got a guy.
Oh, there's Richard. But yeah, I have the same experience. And now that I'm a grown up, my husband is the same and he's a little bit more handy, but it's to the point where I nip it real fast. No, don't touch that. We're calling someone because I grew up watching that fiasco and I don't want there to be any miscommunication that my husband thinks he can fix it. Just
right.
Let's just nip that.
Well, I was going to ask because before we get to Greg, because I know he's so handy, we tend to marry. You always heard that you pick out a guy like your dad. And I was going to say, I did not. Because Jeff, my husband, is so handy. Liv doesn't understand when I talk about my dad. Her her pawpaw, that he was not handy, because Jeff can do just about anything. And that's, I have to say, that's awesome. It's really awesome that he can do that. And it's foreign. I just remember my husband gutted, we purchased an older home when my parents retired. He gutted it and rebuilt a house for them.
Wow.
My husband did that. And I just remember all of us, we were like his demolition crew. That's all he let us do. And I remember us all like standing around, my whole family, everybody's jaws were like, what is this? This is a guy who knows how to do something? It was like crazy.
Magic.
So I didn't end up with a guy like my dad. He is in many ways, though. So, Greg, first let's talk about your dad. Was he a handy guy?
So, yeah, he was a hands-on kind of guy. So he would... he didn't know anything about cars. There's a few things that just were kind of, you know, lost cause. But we would do things together, but it would all, I wouldn't say he had any formal training. And this was, you know, 30 years ago, where before YouTube and, you know, tools were a little yeah. harder to get a hold of. So I remember doing projects with him, but we would just kind of make it up as we went. So it might not have been to code or the right way to get something done.
Yeah.
But we would just do it, and it might take us all day to figure out how to hang a fan or whatever.
Right.
I remember we had this ceiling fan, this really high ceiling in the home that we grew up in, and it took us all day to try to figure out how to stack things up safely enough for us to climb up and do the thing.
Oh. Never heard of a ladder.
Well, we had a ladder, but we didn't have the kind.
It
wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't long enough.
Like, oh,
it was,
my God.
So we had a ladder on top of stools and steps, and he had the best intentions, and I don't ever remember any having like any huge fails.
Well, can I ask a question? Because now you're a dad, but was it your dad and you that did the treehouse for the kids?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, fast forward 30 years, and I think he's. You know, has a few years under his belt, and again now.
But isn't it missing something?
Well, it is missing rails, but that's more of a, that's
again,
more of a
back to the code.
Don't get near the edge.
I don't put any blame on him. He left. You know, he did the most he could in the weekend he was here. I just haven't got around to it. No, you know, we can watch YouTube. The tools are so much more accessible and cheaper. And you know, we have the community to borrow. You know, I borrow stuff from the neighbors all the time.
Yes.
So. I think he set the stage for me, even though looking back, it was hold the screwdriver, hold the flashlight for me. And I remember my sisters would make fun of me. They'd be like, oh, yeah, you're helping dad. You mean holding the flashlight. But, you know, it imprinted that just being helpful and trying to get stuff done around the house, you know, being a handy person, even though we didn't know what the heck we were doing.
Well, sure. Yeah, I was going to say, and being handy is only one aspect, and especially today, because I think about how the role of dad maybe is a little different than it used to be. I mean, you know, it used to be dad did this stuff and mom did this stuff. Those roles obviously have changed.
Right.
The thing that my dad used to always go out and play with us. That's what I remember most. I don't always, we chuckle about the handy thing, but he was really, I like the term you used, he was hands-on. As soon as my dad would come home from work, we were outside if it was warm. We were playing ball. We were doing, you know, anything. We were doing stuff, and he would spend hours with us. I remember those things. And I was going to give Greg kudos for that, because the stuff that you do, like being creative with your kids and you come up with like themes and all this stuff that you do, that wouldn't have been my dad's strong suit. But, you know, back in the day, that wasn't something that dads always did.
Right.
Dad's roles have really changed in a lot of ways.
It's more normalized to be, I hate to use the word caregiver, but the babysitter or whatever, you know.
The caregiver.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thankful my work schedule is able for me to do that because, you know, I'm home in an earlier time. So I've got a whole day to kill with the kids. Well, you know, whether I wanted to or not, they're around and I got to entertain them. And my thing is, you know, you might as well make the best of it and have fun with it. I'm, you know, why not have fun and play games and watch cartoons and
build it makes you feel young.
Right.
It really
And those
does.
Are the things your kids are going to remember, though.
Right.
I mean, think about the stuff you remember about your dad. Those are the things that we remember. And And guys are way more involved, for the most part, I think, way more involved than dads used to be. And I don't think it was because dads didn't want to be. Often, you know, way back, they were the provider. You know, they were considered the provider. There weren't as many women in the workforce. Now, men and women are in the workforce, and so things get split up a little more. And I think that's good.
And even
I mean,
just,
I think it's good dads can be a part
absolutely.
Of that. You know, and Jeff took care of Liv in the mornings when I went back to work. You know, so he has been the one there in the morning when she wakes up, because I get up at 3. She's not getting up at 3. I don't say goodbye to her since she was a little baby. I don't have that time with her, but he does, and would get her ready for school and take her to school. Those are things that I didn't get to do, but we split it. And I love that. I mean, I do love that, because I think dads now get to be a part of some of the things that maybe they never would have gotten to do. And women, you know, choose to be in the workforce, which I think is a choice that they are able to make as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I do want to do a side note that, Greg, I love what you said about the YouTube videos and the how-to videos,
right.
Because my husband, I'm not giving him enough credit, Stacy Greg, my husband owns a headgear piece with a light on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, he's
oh
serious.
My gosh.
The
yeah.
man does handy
he's
stuff.
He's serious.
I'm just saying it's not necessarily professional, but I don't give him enough credit. And I actually... this is funny. I have a picture of him fixing, I use quotations, fixing our ceiling fan. I literally stood there with a phone in case he got electrocuted. But I have a picture of him with his
9-1 already dialed, getting ready to dial 1.
I will post pictures on our Facebook page of my husband with his headgear, and you can see the magic that was happening in our kitchen. And I will say, we didn't have to hire anyone.
He did it.
And it's still on the ceiling, and it works. So
it works.
And by the way,
my hesitation.
Yeah, by the way, there's no shame in using YouTube videos.
Or
no.
I mean, use whatever is available. I do that for everything.
Me too.
Right? So why not? I mean, if Jeff weren't handy, I would probably try some of those things.
That's right.
Maybe.
But do you have a light that you wear on your
head? I don't.
Head?
See, I'm not. I'm clearly.
Next level.
Yeah.
That's next level.
Right, yeah.
Now you know what to get Jeff
serious.
For
Father's Day.
Yeah,
he's probably got something like that already. I've never seen him use it, but he probably has something. Which brings us to a good point, because there have been so many discussions about this. I think, Heather, you and I are in agreement, because we were just saying this. Guys, we kind of... there's a huge emphasis on Mother's Day and getting her the gift and not forgetting. And I think we, you know, worry and think, oh, fret, we've got to get mom the right gift. And sometimes dads get not the best or forgotten and not always. Like my dad, he had 3 girls, so he was really spoiled. Now we took care of mom too, but dad was very, very spoiled. And I think he taught us that to spoil him, you know,
smart man.
So, yeah, when you've got 3 daughters, you might as well take advantage of that. So in his instance, he got spoiled, but we weren't real creative. It was always like sports shirts and hats, socks. I mean, it was never anything good. Every once in a while, we'd hit the jackpot and, you know, get him tickets to a game or something. But I feel like dad's kind of... it's like an afterthought sometimes for them.
I agree. I actually have a couple of friends just this week who you can see them, the ping in their head, like, oh, Sunday's Father's Day.
Mm-mm.
And then they'll make a joke immediately. Well, I'll have the kids make them something, or, you know, and it's kind of a joke, at least with my friends. But at the same time, can you imagine if Mother's Day kind of went by without acknowledgement? I don't know how that would have flown in their households or not. I don't know.
I think sometimes there is a double standard.
Yeah,
about
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
I think
yeah.
moms are a little more vocal about it, because
yeah.
here's what we do. Oh, don't get me anything. Don't get me you. You know, just let's just spend the day together. And I know a lot of moms feel that way. We could just spend the day together. Some are like, let's spend the day apart. but we tend to say we don't want things, and then we kind of do. I mean, if you listen to what we said, you might get yourself into trouble. But dads...
Well, so is it an afterthought for you moms, or is it just
hard.
A lack of knowing what to get? Because my wife says, you're so hard to buy for. I don't know what you want. I don't know what to get you. And I just rattle off a dozen things that I want.
We should just ask then.
Yeah.
We should just ask.
So what do you want? What can I get you? And, you know, a lot of times we'll say, you know, oh, no, nothing, honey. And then we'll send you 5 links to Amazon and say, here, these.
Right.
The that wish list.
Make it easier. See, I that makes it easier for me, I think. But here's what I think the issue is, because most dads say, I'm so easy to buy for, and then it's the same old stuff.
But that's what we want. Like, really, when it boils down to me, you know, I want, you know, I collect records, so I want music and vinyl things, you know, something.
But would she know what to buy you?
That's
or?
Her argument. So I've even given her a list of things. These are a list of records that I will give you. I will never buy that you can just go down, you know, so she can just go down the list.
Wow. You really
it's
got
because
specific.
That's the only thing that I like really collect and like spend my own like fun money on, you know,
right?
Like, I think a lot of the times I mean, it's kind of the typical stereotype of she picks out the clothes for me type of situation, but and mainly because I don't care. And,
right.
So that's another thing. It's like, well, I feel like less guilty about it. Cause like I need shoes, I need pants, you know, like I need summer wardrobe. So clothes is always a good thing. It's boring, but.
It's
kind of necessity.
And I think that's what you're getting at when your wife says, well, I don't know what to get you. It's because none of it's exciting. I think maybe there's a maybe we think you have an expectation that it should be more exciting. But what you're saying is, no, I just need stuff that I need.
And
it's not that big of a deal.
And maybe it's just as me getting older, but like I feel guilty making it. Like, cause my mom or my wife is very good at like, for Mother's Day, we need, I'm trying to think of something.
She's
like,
very practical
about
gifts.
Yeah. She's like, she got like a Roomba, like, right. Which is
that to my mom. My mom would have thrown it at my
dad. Like
get her things to clean the house, even if it's not her cleaning the house.
But she wanted that. And, you know, seeing to clean the house, it was a little bit expensive. So it was like a good gift idea. So I always feel guilty being like, give me records and a bottle of liquor, you know.
You should be saying, yes, get me, you know, something that's
going
to. So
that's why I'm trying to be very more practical and say, okay, yeah, you know, or we've been meaning to switch that light out front. Maybe a new lamp, you know.
Well, here's the problem, too. This is what I think is like the root of all the bad Father's Day gifts. Because here's it. Dad gets things like back in the day. I don't even know if there is still soap on a rope. But you would get like these weird gifts for dad. And we'd think, oh, we're being clever or he wants something different.
Almost gag gifts,
because we want to be unique or we want to be fun and not boring. We want to look like, oh, we put some. I saw... For Father's Day gift ideas, you know, because I always do that. We talked about going to YouTube. You know, the next thing is Googling good gift ideas, which I feel like are never good gift ideas.
No.
But I always think maybe they'll spark something. And one of the ideas was engraved beef jerky.
Oh, my husband would like that. Yeah, because
really?
I can eat beef jerky. Yeah.
Maybe that's the rule. If you moms think that it's
silly,
is a dumb,
maybe,
terrible idea, then we probably would like it. Yeah,
that is a win. Yeah, because my husband's a nerd. He admits it. He wears the name tag. I mean, and he would think that was over the top because he likes beef jerky. And I think but I would worry he wouldn't eat it because it was cool. And then it would sit.
That's what I say. He frames it.
Well, Greg and I were having that discussion. How long could you keep it? It's beef jerky.
Take a picture and eat it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and also, I mean, it's how long does, I would think it lasts a while. I mean, it's like petrified
fake
beef, isn't it? It's dehydrated, right? I mean, it all come, all the, everything's out of it, except like it's, because I like beef jerky too, but I don't know how long it, that's the only thing I thought. Maybe if you engrave it with, which I'm assuming is kind of branding or something that they, you know, press on the dehydrated beef.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Someone will have to explain. If you know how to engrave beef jerky, please don't try it yourself.
They got a fancy laser beam.
Leave it to a professional. But I don't know how long that would last and then if you would eat it or not. Yeah, that's my question. But again, those are the kinds of weird things you see online.
It's a novelty.
If you Google good Father's Day gifts. It's never anything like really good. I don't think.
And I think that's it. The moms maybe feel that, well, I've got to meet this standard because my husband got me a hammock and last year he got me a porch swing. Hello, this year I don't have anything for him. We're down to zero minus 1 day or 2 days, you know. And so his idea was, I said, why don't you just stay home and relax? He books a whole day at COSI with us. I think that's what he wants is a family day.
That's nice.
So good. That takes me off the hook. I'll get him some beef jerky. Thank you. And we'll call it a day. Done. Thank you. This was so helpful.
We love our sponsors here at MomCast and the Hudda family of orthodontists. We are so grateful for them because honestly, I mean, this is something almost every parent is going to have to deal with. And that's whether or not your kid needs braces. And that's the thing about Doctors Hudda. They're brothers. They've got over 30 years of experience in Central Ohio. They've got beautiful locations all over Central Ohio. But the biggest thing is you can trust them. My daughter Olivia went there. You can trust that they will tell you if your child needs braces or not. I mean, that's a huge deal because sometimes it's not time. Sometimes you need to wait. And sometimes you may not hear that from other doctors. So I appreciate that because they do this x-ray and they can look at the bones in your son or daughter's hand and tell when the growth spurt is going to hit. And I have to tell you, Dr. Larry Hudda did that with Liv and he pinpointed her growth spurt within a few days. I mean, it was incredible. And he was like, we need to act now, and here's what we're going to do. And the whole timeline worked out so beautifully, and now she has one of those beautiful Hudda smiles.
And what you did is went to the consultation, the
right.
initial consultation, where they go over those things with you.
Free.
And decide. That's right.
X-ray, by the way, free.
And what we found from talking to them is it's never too early. Mm-mm. Because they have said, you know, back in the day when I had braces, they waited a little longer. But now you can kind of intervene early on and help some of those issues.
Now, if you just had a baby, probably don't need to take the baby. They do need to have teeth.
True.
Yes, but when you take them, you're like 6 or 7, you think that's too young? No. It's a good time to check in because they can probably tell you about the age.
Absolutely. So check them out at HuddaFamilyOrtho.com.
Well, again, we want to say thank you to dads, not only our own dads, but our husbands that are out there or people that are like dads to us. There are so many kinds of dads now.
That's right.
But we want you to know we appreciate you at MomCast. We wouldn't be here without you. Literally, right?
A very happy Father's Day. Yes. And just a quick reminder. Don't forget to take MomCast with you wherever you go. Rate and review the show. And most importantly, make sure you subscribe. And I promise I will post the picture of my husband with his headgear on fixing that ceiling fan. So keep an eye out for that on Facebook. And until next time, on behalf of Stacy and Greg and myself, thank you so much for tuning into MomCast.